This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN, which tonight is brought to you by DoorDash. Sign up for Dash Pass, from DoorDash. Sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash today and try it free for 30 days. Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Ricky DP.
Let's say good evening to Don.
I'm getting pegged.
You're getting pegged?
Excuse me?
I want to take that word back if I could. When I was a kid, if you got hit with something...
We
used to have, I don't know if you played this, Michael, when you didn't have a lot of fielders or whatever, if you played like stickball or whatever, you could throw the ball at the runner and hit him, and he was out. And we would say, you got pegged. Then that's become something filthy, and I don't want to have to be a part. I want to be able to use that word in good health.
Good conscience.
Yeah, your health is fine.
Your health is fine.
Well, it depends.
Animal.
So that's what you took from it. Okay. So I'm trying to take a word back here.
Yeah. Done.
Let's say good evening to myself as well. Andrew is my Truman woman. It doesn't make that much sense out of context, I'll be honest.
It's not going to be a part of our drop madness.
Like, flush it.
Right, Andrew?
No, but you said something today that will be. What did Don say today that would be a part of drop madness, Anthony? Wait, you guys didn't use it? I thought it was already cut as a drop.
Yeah, but maybe it wasn't dumped, but maybe they've come to some sort of understanding that we'll never hear it again.
I used it in a rejoin.
I heard it in a rejoin.
Yeah,
though.
I don't cut every.
But you don't think that's meant? You guys don't think that's meant to be around?
But you haven't gotten around to cutting what could, in my estimation, be a one seed.
I don't know about one seed, but I could see it in top five for you, Don.
Curse drops are tough. I don't know.
It's not a curse. Stop listening to Michael. Sign up for Dash Pash.
That's a drop. You really have become a hack.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's hard to hit on all cylinders all the time, right? And the way
I'm destroying you
in the picks right now is embarrassing to you and your family.
Well, then what is it to Don?
Don doesn't deserve my ire. You do.
It is true.
Come on. If you had done... Don, can you imagine, real quick, if Michael had my record at this stage in the season, how much would we be hearing about it?
What was that?
It's more like... It's mind-blown to think about. Let's hit a couple of fun baseball highlights from the weekend before we really dig into football on this football Monday.
Why don't we do that?
You want to hear the... Devers Grand Slam, Joe Buck's call.
Sure, if you want.
Let's hear it.
That is hit down the line. It is gone for a Grand Slam. Second of the game for the Red Sox, and they lead 8-0 here in game two.
Michael, how many playoff games have there been with multiple Grand Slams hit by the same team?
I don't know.
All right,
I'm sure there have been some.
I would imagine. So.
I think it was
not
the
many.
I think it was the first time ever in back-to-back innings.
Yeah, that's
first time ever, period, Anthony tells me.
First time there's ever been grand slams in back-to-back innings, period?
In a game.
In a game.
Wait.
Not two grand slams in a game, I think, is what Michael's trying to say.
By one team.
By one team has never happened.
Really?
That's surprising.
I mean, don't get
them wrong.
You know what? I actually have all this info right in front of me. Here's some baseball factoids from the weekend. Okay, kids?
What's this?
It was two straight nights where the Braves used a walk-off win to beat the Dodgers. And for the second straight year, the Braves now lead the Dodgers 2-0 in the NLCS. Atlanta's the fourth team in postseason history to win games 1 and 2 of a playoff series in walk-off fashion. It's the second time in Braves history that they've walked off to win consecutive postseason games. They did it in games 3 and 4 of 1991 in the World Series. Although, as we pointed out, guys, no one was really saying walk-off in the 1991 World Series, but the idea is the same.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Can I ask you a question, Peter? Because
sure.
It's apropos to something that is near and dear to you. So the Washington football team has to get rid of the name Redskins because it was, you know, hurtful to people.
Yes.
But every single inning of every single game on national television, they could do a tomahawk chop and do like that sing-song stuff. How come that's not stopped?
How do you stop it?
Well, change the name of the team.
That would do it.
Also, I think that it's spurred on by the – I think they play the music. So, I mean, that's one way to stop it. So you made a football team change its name, but this is okay? This is more offensive than the name.
I don't know, though. Do you know? How do you know?
You're right. I don't know. You're right. That's
maybe people
point.
Don't feel that way.
I think
maybe they
like feel
it.
That way. They changed the name of the Cleveland Indians, and they don't do a tomahawk chop there. It's the Guardians next year. It's like the Braves have never even considered changing the name.
That is interesting.
But I don't know if the Braves – again, I'm dancing into territory. I don't know what is right or wrong. You'd have to ask somebody that's Native American. I don't know if Braves seems as offensive as Redskins.
No, certainly not.
Okay, you know, is it as offensive as Indians?
I think
now, I
Braves,
know that the cartoon is Chief Wahoo. They could have got rid of that and still could have.
Well, they got rid of that. And we don't use Indians anymore because they're Native Americans. So Indians was wrong. So if you want to change Indians, I get that too. Now,
well,
maybe the Braves can change because they have a tomahawk in their logo.
Right.
So maybe they got to get rid of that.
Also, got to tell
you. Said, stop playing the song.
Also, got to tell you, Native Americans basically gone now too. It's First Nations people.
Okay. Well, I know they use First Nations in Canada.
Yeah, they're onto that here, though. I think people
okay.
are pretty into First Nations here.
But
either way,
but
I think
you,
Braves,
I mean, wrong, but when you
Braves
first
is decidedly
the
best of the three. You can objectively agree Braves was the least offensive of
well,
the three.
Well, the name Braves is the least offensive, but the tomahawk chop probably is more offensive than anything.
I don't know. Chief Wahoo probably takes the cake, number one position, most offensive. But I hear you. I wonder yeah. whether research has been done there and people aren't offended by it or they're just simply ignoring it. I don't know.
Chief Nakahoma was not great either.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves used to do that back in the day.
So, J.D. Martinez hit a grand slam in the first inning.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The eighth opening inning grand slam in postseason history, and the second time a Red Sox player has done it. J.D. Drew did it in Game 6 of the 2007 ALCS. Devers then followed with a grand slam of his own in the second inning, making the Red Sox the first team in Major League history to hit two grand slams in a playoff game.
Amazing.
Cray cray.
It is pretty crazy. One other bit of audio. Let's go back. We mentioned the Braves game, of course. Let's hear what our friend Brian Anderson from TBS the Turner Networks, sounded like on the game-winning Atlanta hit by Eddie Rosario.
And first ball swinging.
Oh! And it gets through! And here comes the winning run! Swanson scores! And the Braves win again in their final at-bat!
How about the two sends by Ron Washington? The Braves players got in by the skin of their fingernail.
So he's a hero, and that
he's a hero, and otherwise you're Phil Nevin, unfairly criticized. Well, you could criticism is fair, but vilified, should I say.
ALCS game three tonight. That Astros and Red Sox series tied at one apiece. First pitch at 8.08 p.m. on FS1.
I'm all over that. 85 on my system.
Oh, you're already all set. You're dialed in.
Mm-hmm. And between pitches, I'll watch Monday Night Football.
Browns have lost Kareem Hunt for several weeks due to a calf injury. He was hurt in the Cardinals game yesterday. If you guys missed it, the Cardinals won, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I picked that on Friday as my two-point play. Richard Sherman out a few weeks for the Bucs after injuring a hamstring in the seventh play of the Bucs' first series on the Thursday win over the Eagles.
Eagles,
if you will.
I will.
You can.
It's not fair.
Sure. Cam Newton announced that he is vaccinated and wants to continue his NFL career.
Strange how that happened. I guess the research is done. He's put away the Bunsen burner.
He announced that. He said he did a lot of research, but it was within the month, the first month he had it, so he's returning the Bunsen burner.
That's a smart move. I mean, a lot of high schools need a Bunsen burner.
Reportedly, the Seahawks have already been in touch with Cam Newton about the possibility for him coming in to help out while they wait for Russell Wilson. And speaking of Russell Wilson, it's time for Russell Wilson Watch.
Ooh. Hey, Seattle.
Hey, guys. Russell here.
Russell Wilson Watch.
Mr. Unlimited.
When you're on Easter weekend, your wife is over here braiding your hair.
Yes, the typical boring robot Russell, the one you guys love to know.
That's what goes on with you. Let's get it.
Did you guys happen to catch Russell Wilson in pregame warm-ups before Sunday Night Football last night?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see this.
So Russell Wilson is on the IR. We know that, right? Dealing with that finger situation. And last night, you know, he's not used to being unavailable. So he went to Pittsburgh with the team and during pregame warmups decided to warm up. But Michael, what made it interesting, and some would use the word just downright annoying, was he ran through what looked to be an imaginary 2-minute drill by himself, which included complete getting down on one knee to lead a huddle.
Wow.
Some would describe it as great effort. Some would describe it as one of the most toolish acts we've ever seen in the NFL.
And did you see he was out there for the coin flip in overtime?
He went out as team captain for the coin flip?
And Tirico's like, when was the last time you saw an active player there?
I don't know if I've ever
for the
seen
it. And Collinsworth was so Collinsworth with his answer. Well, when was the last time you saw a player like Russell Wilson?
You're down on Collinsworth now.
I've come around on him.
Here's a guy.
But he's hokey with a capital H, let's be honest.
Wow, you just take you on don't everybody
think so?
Today.
No, but I think he's terrific. I do. He's won me over. I wasn't a fan early. You know, his Olympic stuff left a lot to be desired, like hanging with the family in the stands. But come on, Peter. He is a little hokey.
I agree. I just please don't ever have someone compliment me the way Don just did Collinsworth.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, please, like, you know, I'm a big fan. I've come around. But, you know, he left a lot to be desired there.
No, you know, I understand.
No, you can't take it back now.
Olympic coverage is a little different because we're all biased, I guess, with our Olympic coverage, right? When an American network covers America, you are kind of rooting.
But you know what?
I remember him like in the stands with the families celebrating. I'm like, ah, that's a little bit much.
But, you know what H is also the first letter of?
Hokey.
Here's a guy. That's right. Notes. From your NFL weekend, this is one of my favorite things we do here on ENN. Lamar Jackson picks up his 35th win as a starter, passing Dan Marino for most by a starting QB before turning 25.
Wow.
The Chargers were held to their fewest yards in a game with Justin Herbert starting.
Terrible. Bad pick by me.
Terrible. Me too. I did feel a little weird going against the Ravens just because they are such a solid pick in general, but the Chargers have been good. They were getting points. Hey. The Cardinals are 6-0 for the third time in franchise history. They were 7-0 in 74, 6-0 in 1922. I know we all remember that.
Sure.
Kyler Murray became the first Cardinals quarterback with 4 touchdowns and 0 interceptions since.
All right, say it again. Sorry.
Just a Cardinals QB with 4 TDs and 0 picks.
Jim Hart.
This is not that long ago, guys.
Neil Lomax.
Newer than
Kurt
that.
Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner in 2009. The Cardinals were missing 2 coaches. Of course, head coach Cliff Kingsbury and QB coach Cam Turner, and 3 players, all due to COVID protocols, which is why Ballard sent me a text the other day just to tell me how bad my pick was. Ballard.
Why do you entertain this hack? I don't get it.
Speaking, they're
friends. Speaking of Ballard, Aaron Rodgers improves to 22-5 versus the Bears, including the playoffs. Third highest win percentage by any starting quarterback versus a single opponent since 1950.
Who the Bears owns the first... Bears more, the Halas family or Rodgers?
Actually, let's hear that. Rodgers did say that he owns the Bears. Love it.
He's God, got a lot of Nas in him. He really does.
Oh, he has a lot of Nas. Can agree. No, a lot of nozzle, but if you're a fan, you enjoy that.
How about that commercial he does for State Farm? That's funny, like doing a Jeopardy sort of show. Have you seen it yet?
Oh, I don't think I've seen yesterday. The Jeopardy one. I haven't seen that yet.
It was really good. He's very funny in it.
Seahawks are off to their worst start since 2015 when they started 2-4 but rebounded to make the playoffs at 10-6 and reached the divisional round.
Seattle.
Trevon Diggs tied an NFL record to open a season with his 6th straight game with an interception. This one, of course, was a pick six, a 42-yard return for a touchdown. The Patriots have lost 4 straight home games for the first time since 1993. And, guys, listen, I did end up getting it right, and it was fluky, and Don went against me going with the Patriots. But I'm telling you, I don't think that line was a stinky line. I think it's Vegas, and the bettors still tend to like the Patriots. I wonder how long we will see it. That'll do it for ENN on this Monday, October 18th.
Don, I'd like to ask the networks to do one thing for me. I think you would agree. So they show, Kraft high-five and after the touchdown pass by Mac Jones. Can we see them like being sad when they lose?
Yeah.
Can we get that shot?
I would love that shot. By the way, guys, as I close ENN, I got to thank our sponsor, DoorDash. Imagine a world where you didn't have to pay delivery fees. Sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash today and try it free for 30 days. DoorDash.
Tom Thibodeau tomorrow. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.